is that LK?
How are you today?
Taking a little break. You'll never guess what I'm doing other than talking to you, sitting at my desk.
You ordered more lumber?
I'm gonna need some more eventually, but no, I was drinking a cup of tea. I had to take a little break.
I hope you enjoy it. You and your hot tea.
Get me one night. About a week ago, I was sitting here at my desk and I reached my arm out for something and knocked it over onto my computer keyboard. I've got two different computers, a MacBook that I've been using for a long time, and a Windows machine, and I had a keyboard that would operate both. I just push a button and it's a Bluetooth keyboard. Well, I ruined the keyboard.
Well, maybe you can find you an updated version.
Yeah, I found one. Fortunately, it didn't get any of the radios. It went under the radios sitting here on the desk. But learn that lesson, I think, I hope.
I either bring a cup that I can seal off in there or a plastic bottle. That way, nothing's open sitting on the counter.
Gotta be careful. Again. Oh, well, do you have a good day?
Just trying to keep these students occupied and learning.
Here this morning, it was snowing here, snowing and sleeting.
When I come out this morning, we had about, a half inch, three quarter inch, but it snowed up till mid-morning, probably 10, 11 o'clock. And I took the wife to work this morning up toward Roslyn, and it was pretty slick going there and coming back.
Didn't stick anywhere here. It lasted a good hour or more, but stuck on the dog. She went out. It was kind of a mix of sleet and snow, but it didn't do anything on the roads or anything.
Here last night, and then the temperature got down below freezing this morning, and then it was snowing on top of it, so it was just a mess this morning.
Sounds like it. We did get rain here yesterday evening, too, or during the night, but I was out working a little bit. Got my steps and a couple of posts put in. Treaded the steps and the landing that I have coming off the deck.
You said you was going to turn it instead of bringing the steps just out in the middle of the yard.
You moved it off to the side of the deck, built a landing that's one step down, and then so then my steps don't have to go out as far. And I didn't really turn them. They came down beside the deck, and they stick out a couple of steps out and beside the deck. But there was 11 step riser coming off the front of the deck all the way out into the yard, in the backyard. So, big difference as soon as I get this thing torn down.
It'll be nice. I know the pictures you sent me look like it would be.
More progress pictures. It goes slow when you're doing it by yourself. Another note, I was digging a hole for where I was going to put one of the posts and found my septic tank. So, didn't do any damage, but I decided I'd probably better move the post. And fortunately, it was not my second choice. It was not under where my second choice was for the post.
Yeah, you don't want to put the post on top of that, that's for sure.
Further away from the house, but I guess not.
It doesn't have to be that far away from the house. I think it's right around 5 feet, if I remember correctly. Which is not too far.
And based on where the cleanup valve is, the drain, and the way the steps are kind of over it a little bit, but it shouldn't have any issue if I ever have to have it. Well, if they need to service it, they should be able to just go into the drain or the cleanout valve, but if for some reason I ever have to get it replaced, should still be able to access it.
Shane.
Is there another station in there? N4 ZLK, go ahead.
We're talking about
background noise. Anyway, yeah, it's coming along, so I'm looking forward to being done with it.
You'll get it done, taken care of, I'm sure. And yes, it does go slower when you're working by yourself. But there's only one thing about it. If something goes wrong, there's only one person to blame, too.
Actually, that person is me. So I'm trying to be real careful.
To have that conversation today with the students, because I give them a group exercise to write an estimate on a repair. And when it comes time to check everything and go over it, I was like, well, he done this. I said, it's a group effort. You should have been there. And if you seen something wrong, you should have done it. So don't be blaming somebody else.
So you're one of those teachers that assigns group projects. I always hated it when my kids had them. Because normally, well, out of the four, three of them were really good at getting their stuff done on time or early. And a lot of times they got stuck with the whole project because the other kids, procrastinated. And then they ended up getting a lower grade because things didn't get done that were supposed to, or they had to put the extra effort in and do it all when the other two or three kids weren't working.
I do give a group effort, but I'm usually right there with it and making sure that one person's not doing everything. And if I do see that, then the next time I give one out, the persons that or people that aren't doing anything will be the first ones to get up there and do it.
They can be beneficial, I guess. They're supposed to learn how to work with people, but it doesn't always work out that way in a school setting. But as long as the teacher notices, sometimes they didn't. They just said, no, it was a group project, and your grade is based on what got done, and it's all averaged out.
No grades in this anyway, so there's no pass or fail grade. It's, you either do the work and get the credit for it, or you don't.
Very good. All right, I'll give you a little grace on that then. Oh, well. Well, Patrick, I'm going to get back out. I don't know if I'm going to work anymore or if I'm just going to clean up. I got a mess out there now with a lot of cutoffs. All my, I cut four stair risers a couple days ago, and all the little pieces are still out there. I need to get rid of them. And, put my tools away, or I may need to work a little longer. I don't know. I'll have to decide when I get out there.
Roger that, Shane. Well, you have a good evening. Tell Beth we say hello. Maybe we'll hear you on the net tonight if you're not too tired. Go 4-HKX. I'll be mobile for a little while. 7-3, Shane.
All right, Patrick. I just realized it's almost 5 o'clock. I need to call it quits. But I got to get used to this working, 10 to 5, 9 to 4, 10 to 4, something like that. These are good days. Talk to you later. N4ZLK.
Yeah, before you run off, I had that conversation with somebody today. I feel like I'm only working part-time, just working 8 hours a day. So... You take care, and I'll catch you later. KO4HK, mobile.
Too many of them, niggas.